This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Stella Artois is in the building. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation as we are hanging out here, Pickler Universe. Get out here. What are you doing? It's a Friday. Come party with us here in the G-Bag Nation, Pickler Universe, 2800 North I-35 East, just past the George Bush Toll Road. We got some awesome stuff going on. And then we got Rangers Astros tonight. Jared Sandler's going to join us at 4:40. We got the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell at 5:20, leading into pregame at 6:30. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, the great Lucius Alexander back in Master Control and Studio, and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. We also have Ruben out here engineering, doing a masterful job. But pretty awesome that the Rangers and the Astros, despite obviously a massive rivalry, they are going to unite tonight and show support for the Central Texas flood victims. And they're going to be wearing, or the Rangers will have some shirts that they're specifically wearing during batting practice for the players and the staff. They're going to wear specially designed batting practice shirts to show support for the victims ahead of their series opener tonight. The shirt will feature the words "Together for Texas" over an outline of the state, with logos for both the Rangers and the Astros. Both teams also committed $1 million to support short-term and long-term relief and recovery efforts following the tragic flooding in Central Texas. I know our thoughts certainly with everybody that's been impacted. I mean, it is heartbreaking seeing all the children that have been involved in this. I can't even imagine what those parents must be going through. But I love that. I mean, obviously, look, there's a rivalry here. And we talk a lot about the Astros and the Trash Throws and the Armpit. I mean, I was just back in Houston last week, and I thought to myself, damn, I would hate to live here. I love being in Dallas. But at the same time, Texas forever, boys. And in a moment like this, we all are Texans, and we're all part of this great state, and we can come together and show love and support for one another.
100%, 100%, dude. And I was introduced to a new phrase this week that I was not familiar with.
Conjugating.
Cloud seeding.
Never heard of it.
Cloud seeding, which is like there's like some type of conspiracy going around. Like there might have been some weird stuff going on in the neck of the woods where the flooding went down, where like companies can like do something to the clouds to sort of induce some level of precipitation. And then all of a sudden we get like a historical rainfall. I don't know. Pretty ridiculous. I might be swinging down some crazy rabbit holes, but I didn't even know what that term was.
Never heard of this.
Yeah, this is something that they've kind of talked about this, and potentially in places that have drought. You know, maybe in countries like in the Middle East, that, you know, with the deserts and stuff like that, and, you know, how do you get water to these areas? You know, and there's talk about that. It is a fascinating thing to see or to hear about or to learn about. I just think that Texas and along the Gulf Coast here as well, we live in some very, very violent times when it comes to weather. You know, and it's when cold fronts hit hot, humid air. Again, here we've got Carol D to talk about all this weather stuff with her boy Brunoff. But it's just violent weather patterns.
Crazy.
When you get just these cold fronts and then they hit these, this heat, humidity, things like that. I mean, it causes violent patterns. To get that much amount of rain in such a short period of time in a dry area, boy, I mean, that's just a recipe for what you just saw. And unfortunately, you know, the loss of life is, never want that to be a part of it. But gosh dang, that was just crazy how that all went down.
Absolutely. Okay, I stumbled upon this clip. You guys know who Joe Mazzulla is.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
Coach of the Boston Celtics. Now, this is one of the most unique individuals in professional sports. So he jumped on the Games with Names podcast with Julian Edelman, and he thinks he's got a brilliant new business idea. 877-881-1053. Do we think this is genius, or is this guy out of his bleeping mind? Here's Joe Mazzulla.
So you know how they have escape rooms?
Yeah.
We should start a business where you have, like, situation rooms. You can sign up and go in and reenact different things. You know, like, hey, what are you doing tonight? We're going to grab dinner, and then we're going to go reenact the Bin Laden raid.
That'd be a sick first date idea.
I think the escape room's just the beginning.
They have those. You go out to, like, the West Coast, the John Wick guy that teaches you gun.
But I'm talking, like, down here on the main road. I'm saying, like, you can find an escape room anywhere.
At a billiard spot?
Yeah, like, tonight we're going to reenact...
Saw 4.
No, maybe. I mean, talk about morality. But tonight we're going to reenact, like, negotiation tactics. After dinner, you're going to be kidnapped, and I got to use my negotiation tactics to, like, get you back.
Fun Friday night.
I mean, escape rooms are just the beginning.
Oh, yeah, that's child's play.
That's boring.
Trying to go P.F. Chang's, maybe a little waterboarding afterwards.
Crazy. So, like, there might be some situations that I think would be fun to go and experience in a situation room. Others might be a little bit insane. I don't know how we feel about this. Lucius, we were talking about ideas yesterday that you had that I thought was genius. Is this one that you would be for?
You know, I heard this and realized Joe might be out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You see how dark all of his examples were?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what will thrill him?
Bin Laden.
Interrogation. Let's go kick in Bin Laden's door. Like, what other type of things? I see it. I get it. He's maniacal. This man is maniacal. I get why he's a head coach.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was not turning down possibly like a saw pot room.
Oh my god!
You know, it was a bit kind of scary.
I just don't have the trust. You know, like, now that I would think I would end up in a Final Destination scenario where it's actually like, no, this is real. We are waterboarding you.
Next thing, and you got to sign a waiver or something, like those crazy haunted houses where they can actually touch you or torture you to try and terrify you, and you can't. You got to make it up all the way or through all these rooms, and I'm out. I'm out on that. I love a good haunted house. No thank you if it comes to that.
He's definitely the closest thing to a psychopath in all of professional coaching.
Got
to
be.
I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's a different... I had the story whenever I was with Hagee a couple of weeks ago, but there was a story that Windhorse was telling, and I actually went in and read about it. One of their rookie players...
I didn't know you could read.
Yeah, I didn't either. It was like a pleasant... It was like a really fun thing that I learned. and they're... Like, Missoula, obviously, he's going to be hard on rookies. And, like, yeah. They draft this guy, and he tells them, like, I don't like rookies. If you're going to play a single second, like, you're going to have to earn the heck out of this, whatever. So then it's, like, later on in the season... The rookie player has gotten out of the shower. He's walking back to the locker room. He's wearing his towel still. He's going into the door as all of a sudden Missoula's walking out.
Okay.
And now Missoula's like, no, you go ahead. And the rookie's like, no, you go ahead. It's like, no, you go ahead. No, 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 you go ahead. And the players around are telling the story where it was almost an hour of that going down.
No.
Where neither one of them wanted to budge. It's a total mind game situation. The rookie's like, I can't cave in this moment. He's like clearly testing me. Missoula's a psychopath. The only reason why it ended is because there was a team meeting that they all had to get to, and so it just ended in sort
of
a truce.
Did he just go to the team meeting in the towel?
As far as I know, Walchuk, he did.
Wow.
But that's like just a small example of how ridiculous this guy is.
Wow.
That I kind of love it.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's on another level. Look, he won an NBA title. He's proven to be a good coach.
I mean, he's only proven that he's a psychopath and just reminding his players to just keep shooting the three.
Golly.
Just keep shooting the three ball.
That guy's got to be single, right?
That's what the Celtics have done. No, I think he's married.
He does not have a family.
Yeah. I think, in fact, he does.
You think
he's
so?
He's got a wife and kids.
Remember, like, after the finals, he and his wife were walking around the court.
Everybody was gone,
and he still had on his coaching gear. And they were doing laps around TD Garden, just walking.
Soaking it in.
Talking and, yeah, doing
hey,
all so, that.
There's someone for everyone.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, shout out to Joe Mazzulla. Five best non-conference games in the college football schedule, courtesy of the Morning News. They pumped this out today. I think, obviously, number one on here, it is Texas, Ohio State. And we don't have to wait long. August 30th. From Columbus, Ohio Stadium, the Shoe. The series history tied at two. And obviously the last one was the epic semifinal matchup that Ohio State ended up defeating Texas 28-14 in with the Captain Jack Sawyer strip sack, fumble recovery for the touchdown that sealed the deal. Oklahoma, Michigan, the fighting Carter Freemans of OU going and taking on the Derek Collins of the Michigan Wolverines week two. September 6th, Memorial Stadium in Norman. Last time these two historic teams played, 1976 in the Orange Bowl. Oklahoma victorious 14-6. That is the one and only time Oklahoma and Michigan have ever played. This will be the second ever meeting between these two schools. That is freaking epic right there, boys. Then Baylor SMU. Another awesome non-conference game. Look, Ari Temkin, he's picking the Baylor Bears to just run a train on the rest of the Big 12 this year.
That's true.
He thinks they're going to win this thing. And SMU, just fresh off a playoff appearance. I love Kevin Jennings, the quarterback. Can they go ahead and replicate what they did just a year ago? Maybe win the ACC? It's going to be tough because Clemson's really good. But I cannot wait for Baylor SMU. That is going to be week two, September 6th. That week two schedule is looking good. We get A&M traveling to Notre Dame in South Bend this year, week three. That's going to be fantastic. And then the Iron Skillet. SMU, TCU. TCU also being slept on a little bit in the Big 12 this year. Mr. Hoover, an absolute star from Rockwall Heath at quarterback. He's coming back. Can TCU knock off SMU? So you got two SMU games that are featured on here. Not an easy schedule for the Mustangs, but guys, I can't wait. I'm just so ready for football. I'm ready to be out there at the tennis courts in Oxnard, watching practice, and then coming back and just inject all the preseason football into my veins. I know it's preseason. I don't even care. I'm just ready to start to see Pigskin back.
Yeah, yeah, the hunger is real, and we've been smelling it for a while, and now you can start to taste it a little bit.
Taste it.
And then we will just feast on it when we get to Oxnard. Okay. How about that? Dude brought us 10 days away. Hops on a bird.
10 days.
Ready for some football.
Ready for some football.
ESPN put together their flag football ideal roster.
Oh, geez.
Okay. What do you guys think of this squad?
Of just current NFL players?
Current NFL players.
Okay, okay.
The ones that actually possibly could compete in this thing, in the Olympics. Jaden Daniels is going to be your quarterback.
Yes.
Him or Kyler Murray.
They looked at Lamar, and they looked at Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
They went with Jaden Daniels.
I do imagine that you want a guy with wheels.
Yeah. You got to have somebody that can move. Like Jaden Daniels.
He's the Walchuk, as you would say, perhaps, the epitome of the type of quarterback you would want.
Come poised right there. Jahmyr Gibbs at running back.
Yeah, you want a wiggly guy.
Speed.
As Dawson would say.
Got to be wiggly.
You know, willing to zig when others zag.
Bijan was the other option here.
Yeah, agreed.
Wide receiver, Justin Jefferson.
Yes.
Justin, the alternate is CD.
And I think that's the toughest one is when it comes to the wide receivers because there's so many good ones
to choose. Yeah.
And, you got more coming in. Like by the time we get to the Olympics in 2028,
yeah,
we could be looking at a couple. I mean, the Travis Hunter factor, but other guys.
They're already putting Jeremiah Smith on the team, Ohio State Buckeye.
They
just went ahead and said Jefferson and Jeremiah Smith are our guys.
I'm totally game for that, dude. Jeremiah Smith is next level.
And the backups are Malik Nabers and CD Lamb. They've got Jamar Chase at center.
Wait, what?
Jamar Chase is going to play center.
That's a catching position.
You just snap it, and then you can go. You flow it out for a route.
Yeah.
See, I think a guy like Cooper Beebe, he's got soft hands.
Zach Martin come back.
Maybe. Okay, but how much blocking is that position doing?
You're not really blocking.
You're not blocking.
I mean, there is a chance where they get one rush, I believe, in these rules. So you might have to, like, but again, it's like it's not football. You're not blocking a guy with pads, and they're not going to have a guy that's a legit defensive lineman that's rushing you.
That's true. It's going to be a smaller size guy with speed.
So like the rusher here would be Micah.
Okay, so Micah's on our team.
Micah's on the team.
Micah's playing. Okay.
Defensive backs, they got Pat Surtain and Travis Hunter are the DBs, along with Cooper DeJean.
Yeah.
Safety, Antoine Winfield Jr. I mean, this team's pretty damn loaded. I might go with Buda Baker.
I think I might go with Brian Branch.
I mean, Branch has a lot of versatility back there.
Yeah.
Who was just number one on that list that came out? The safeties list yesterday. Who'd they have at the top spot?
Oh, it was Kyle Hamilton.
Hamilton, also very versatile player, chameleon-like. Antoine Winfield Jr. I love. I mean, the coverage ability. But yeah, I'd probably go Brian Branch in this scenario over him, too.
Yeah, I think I would.
I mean, you might be able to pick on him because of the size, but I'm a big Antoine Winfield truther. I thought that was fun, just thinking about all the options here. And who knows if they even put the NFL players in there or not. But goodness gracious. And 985, yeah, LSU Clemson is awesome. This was Texas schools that were featured in this. So we kind of just kept it to the Lone Star State on that one. That's why you didn't get LSU and Clemson.
Appreciate
on the top
the
five
the Tigers,
non-conference
though.
Teams. But yes, that is going to be an absolutely phenomenal matchup. And then OU also, you know, being in the area, we got a lot of big OU alums. So thank you very much. Let's do a C-note, though, shall we? Cowboys news of the evening coming up on the other side. Did Jake Ferguson make the top 10 tight ends list in any capacity? And what would you say Dak's legacy is? That's next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.